Welcome to Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut. I'm your host, Alan Watts. On today's program, we hear from Paintsville area farmer Chester Griffith, who recently spoke about Griffith Farms during the Kentucky land meeting in northeastern Kentucky.
I've farmed all my life. I grew up doing vegetable production, and then we had did quite a bit of hay. And then as I got older, we bought a grain mill, and we had a grain operation there for a while. And went to the University of Kentucky. Actually, Ryan, we were in an economics class together. I don't know if you remember that, ag economics, but we were in a economics class together down there, and came back home and just had a real passion for farming. And I remember 4 or 5 years ago when we purchased our first greenhouse, we had very little money and didn't have, it was a risk for us because of the overhead to start out, and we wasn't aware of the programs that are out there now. And we put our first greenhouse in, and I remember sitting on the floor with my wife thinking, are we really doing this? But if there's no risk, there's no reward. So we originally put the first greenhouse in to raise more vegetable plants to increase our vegetable production. At that time, we were doing probably, it was kind of an unofficial CSA. We had about 30 customers that were buying off us locally. And we decided that by the time that you would meet everybody and work with that CSA, sometimes you'd have people that would be late. Sometimes you'd have people that would be early. Well, if you're meeting several people in a day, and both me and my wife working off the farm, it would add a pretty hectic schedule to your day. So after the first year, we decided, well, let's just build a farm, or let's take our products to town. We had a family member that owned a building in the middle of town that there was actually a garage on the side of that we were able to rent. And for 2 years there, we had a very strong market. We grew not only in production, but we also grew in people that were growing for us. So we emphasized our market on local, really good products. I would say that now we have probably the most extensive network of local farmers in Eastern Kentucky that market their products along with ours at our store. Tyler Ferguson, he started the meat that we would sell at our market in town. And what we found is the more people that you had, the more products that you had, the more diverse the products, the more people that you would draw, and the more that you would sell. So we had a real strong market for a couple of years, and then we decided to build on the farm. We had purchased a piece of property that is right in the middle of our original farm. It adjoined our original farm, and we had bought this additional 300 acres, and it's set right in the middle of the Dawkins Line Rail Trail, the Swamp Branch Trailhead. So it put us in an ideal position, not only for tourism, but also to market our products on the farm in a good location. And we opened that store February 1st. Before that, I'd worked for the state, and I'd left that and had farmed on the side, but now we're full-time in farming. And so far, we've been able to make a living and have a few dollars left at the end of the day. I don't think in farming you really ever do much more than that, but we're able to keep our family together, and we're really happy with the products that we produce. I think now we produce ourselves. We concentrate on field tomatoes. We raise a lot of garlic. We raise a lot of asparagus. We also raise a lot of green peppers. And we have one high tunnel that is dedicated only to early greens and lettuces and and stuff like that. Also ferns. We grow a lot of ferns. And then we have two large greenhouses that we have set up very intensively through some friends that have kindly pioneered this system in two good-sized greenhouses. We raise several thousand hanging baskets and bedding plants, and really it's like a jungle when you walk in there. We have so much stuff, but I would say that we maximize our space very well and in those. And as the hanging baskets and flowers and vegetable plants clear out, we do mums in the fall. We also have a commercial kitchen in our store that we take our on-farm products and take the next step into, whether it be canned tomato juice or other canned products, and that's pretty much what we do. It's definitely a full-time job.
Our guest today, Chester Griffith with Griffith Farms. I'm Alan Watts, traveling the Bluegrass.